Already it is being called the cultural event of 2006, as well as one of the most important exhibitions in Prague ever. Charles IV, Emperor by the Grace of God, now open at Prague Castle. The exhibition, which had a first leg run at New York's Metropolitan Museum in the autumn, brings together rare works from more than 90 galleries, museums and private collections in 15 countries, capturing the period between 1347 and 1437, the time of the Luxembourg dynasty. Jan Wellinger has details.
The rule of the Luxembourgs, including the legendary Charles IV, was one of the golden ages of Czech history. Now, Czechs interested in the life of their famous monarch can learn much more in an unparalleled exhibition, bringing together many famous as well as lesser-known works. Here is how the Metropolitan Museum's Barbara Bam Drake summed up the show on its U.S. leg, seen by around 175,000 people in the U.S. in the fall.
I can tell you that the exhibition in New York enjoyed great critical and popular success. I would share an anecdote with you. I had some good friends who were traveling. They had the good fortune to be on a little boat in the Caribbean. And there was an English couple on this little boat behind them that they didn't know, talking about how they'd just been in New York and that they couldn't get over how fabulous the Prague exhibition was, that it was the most beautiful exhibition they'd seen in a long time. It's the kind of thing that makes you realize how important this sort of cultural project is.
In Prague, there are some differences in the exhibition, namely an additional 20 pieces not shown in New York. But because the exhibition space at Prague Castle is considerably more limited, this has also made some restrictions necessary. Tickets are time-linked for conservation reasons, allowing a limited number of people into the halls at a time. But visitors on Sunday say they had no complaints. Some of them told me it was well worth the wait.
I would like to see the famous Czech Emperor, Charles IV. It's very important.
No, zatím jsme slyšeli samé kladné ty zvěsti.
So far we've heard only good things. The exhibition is supposedly the most detailed and therefore unique.
V tomhle rozsahu a k téhle tematice asi nejobsahlejší.
Na základě toho, protože mě i zajímají ty dějiny toho českého národa, tak...
I came because I'm interested in the history of the Czech nation. I wanted to be one of the first. Everyone should learn something about the history of their people.
Jako českého národa, myslím, že by každý měl poznat dějiny svého národa.
As for what visitors will be able to see, co-curator of the show, Jiří Fajt, agrees there is certainly a lot.
I have, of course, more favorites. I would mention as first of them the crucifixion, which is called Kaufmann's, coming from Gemälde Galerie in Berlin, which was painted probably in Prague around the year 1340. Then I would underline the whole section about the Cathedral of St. Vitus with such fabulous statues made by Peter Paller himself. And then discussing the later period which we cover on the show, I would say Christ from the Mount of Olives from Malbork, which is a stone statue, just fabulous and one of the most precious sculptures one can ever see.
If past projects at Prague Castle have been any indication, Charles IV, Emperor by the Grace of God, should be a runaway success. A great many Czechs have more than a passing interest in their country's history, and Karel Štrtý, as he is known in Czech, is still widely considered one of the greatest monarchs to have ever ruled the Bohemian kingdom. As king, he left a very tangible legacy, redesigning the center of Prague, founding the country's, indeed one of Europe's, oldest universities, and commissioning the construction of the famous stone bridge that still bears his name. Now he and his descendants can be appreciated more than ever at Prague Castle. The exhibition lasts until May 21st.